To Know Me by Word Slave, read by Star Duchess as a secret scenario swap gift for Wanted a Pony. Harry lay back on the bare mattress and stared at the yellowed and peeling ceiling tiles. His room was one of the few inhabitable rooms in the rundown building. He wanted nothing more than to disappear. Was he magically strong enough to make the earth swallow him whole? There were a few creatures that could undoubtedly suck him under, but none of them seemed to be available at the moment, here in the crossroads of nowhere, and he was so fucked. He fought the urge to extend his senses again. He didn't need confirmation that this was real and not his imagination or some twisted fantasy. He didn't. Really. Outside, the wind howled. Grains of sand beat against the window that was already so pitted it was nearly impossible to see out. But nothing felt right here, not even his own skin. This abandoned building had been the last Aurora's base of operations. Both men were dead, and thus the reason he was here. He and his partner were to hunt down Lucius Malfoy, who had some sort of lab set up under the crumbling buildings and sand. His bedding was hanging in the bathroom to dry, having been washed in the tub. He'd spell them completely dry soon, but the less magic used, the better. Magic in this place was warped, as if the fabric of it had been distressed and couldn't return to its proper form. Every spell cost the caster 10 times his usual strength, and it took longer to recuperate. He already hated this place. He wondered how his sons were doing, all 3 of them. He'd thought of Teddy as his for as long as he had James and Albus. What would they think if they knew of his dark fantasies, ones that had nothing to do with his now dead red-headed wife, and everything to do with a snarky raven, a man who was also supposed to be dead? Harry clenched his teeth and turned the sob into a hitch in his breath. Severus Snape wasn't in the room with him, it was true, but if he gave in to one sob, an army was certain to follow, as was the camp whore of hysteria. Oh yes, he knew about camp whores. He figured every war had them. During the war with Voldemort so many years ago, there had been women who were lesser witches, ones who knew they'd be safer with a light, or ones who wanted to be with a golden boy. He'd taken advantage of the anonymity of darkness that the fevered couplings had allowed him. It was true, it hadn't really been anonymous, but a few small spells helped confuse the women enough that none could really be certain that they'd been with him at all. He decided that the benefits were threefold. One, he was able to get rid of an amazing amount of stress he was under in a pleasurable fashion. 2, he gained information regarding sex that he'd otherwise take a lifetime to gather. Who the hell would he be with after the war? Jenny, of course, and he wouldn't cheat on her. If he hadn't gotten his education then, he was pretty certain sex with Jenny would have been boring. At least he'd known enough to keep them thoroughly entertained. The third benefit was a bit more convoluted, he admitted, if only to himself. He'd been in serious lust with someone completely unattainable. Someone whose mere presence could make him hard and whose voice could nearly make him come. And the man had no idea that either had any effect on Harry at all. He had to slake his lust somewhere, and while there had been men who would have been more than happy to fuck Harry Potter, the boy who was driving himself batty fighting the Dark Lord, Harry had only been attracted to one man in his life, Severus Snape. He didn't remember the moment he realized that he was in love with his former professor. He thought that perhaps during occlumency training the seed had been planted, and that seed had burrowed deep inside him, splitting apart his carefully constructed ideas about his parents, about the notion of bravery, and of life itself. Without Snape, Harry would have been lost, a weapon with no direction, or worse, one without a point. Snape was the crystal through which his power was concentrated and directed. Harry had relied on the man for everything, nearly every breath. Only he saw Harry, knew and understood the pressures the young man had been under. Only his cutting words would bring Harry back from the brink of despair, of giving up, and the older man did it more times than he knew. Towards the end, he wondered what the world would be like if he told his mentor of his feelings. But he had a future that stretched before him, one of light and laughter, or so was promised to him. At the age of 17, Harry had come to realize that there was no light without dark, and if there was, it was shallow. And then the dreams began. He had been having X-rated dreams of Snape for months, ones where Harry was driven out of his mind with lust, where he was made to come over and over with just the voice alone. But that last week, they became darker. Before, Harry's lover had always been there with him in the room, if not physically touching him, then touching him with the heat of that obsidian gaze. And then it changed into the nightmare that would haunt him for the rest of his life. Harry was naked on the four-poster bed, as always, but the once blue sheets were now black. Instead of crimson walls, the room was filled with a chilling fog. Black shapes, amorphous blobs, really, floated in and out of his vision. Harry, instead of feeling uninhibited, felt more exposed than he ever had. He couldn't see his lover. He couldn't see Snape. He was touching himself, frantically twisting and pulling at his already raw erection, moaning and whimpering as he strained for completion. But it wouldn't come, and he was alone. Harry sobbed. His arousal was out of control, and he was so hard he wondered if he could die from it, or if he wanted to.
At last, a shadow appeared from the fog and came to rest on the footboard of the huge bed. It was a raven, so black it looked almost blue. In its mouth was a long red ribbon. It screamed once, and then opened its wings and flew off into the fog, leaving a trail of blood behind, as if that was all that had ever been. Blood dripping. And Harry screamed.
The door burst open to reveal Snape, wand extended.
Potter?
Harry blinked at the man, still convinced he was in some sort of odd illusion, and said softly,
I'm fine, sir. Just a nightmare. Sorry for bothering you.
Harry met Snape's gaze, trying hard to hide behind a blank face, but Snape had always been able to read him.
You are not fine.
Harry sat up on his mattress and scooted away until his back met the cold, rough concrete wall behind him. He had taken his shirt off earlier, when it had been hot, but now the coolness of the night had made its way through the building's foundation, and he found himself shivering. It's just a nightmare. I have them all the time. One thin eyebrow lifted.
Do you always scream my name when you have a nightmare?
Oh, fuck. Harry felt his mouth hanging open, but it seemed to be unable to do anything about it. Think, damn it!
Right, well, only if you die in them. I didn't think you cared, was the droll reply.
Harry snorted. It would have been a hell of a lot easier if I didn't. The sudden silence between them made him realize exactly what he'd just given away with his words.
Would you like to clarify that statement, Mr. Potter?
No, Harry said, refusing to admit he sounded petulant.
You made it abundantly clear earlier that you wished nothing to do with me. As a matter of fact, you were quite happy to think you'd killed me.
Harry's mouth was hanging open again as he blinked at the older man, who was still standing over him like a bird of prey. Well, like a raven. No, you ass. I wanted nothing to do with you, as you put it, because you were alive all these fucking years and you never told me!
I don't see how it mattered. You had a life to go back to. You didn't need, nor if I understood things correctly, want a man you despised in your life.
Despised? Harry shouted, flinging his arms wide. He couldn't believe. I didn't despise you, you bastard. You were my sanity, my world, and you left me. Harry closed his eyes and knew he was reeling too much, but once started, he couldn't seem to stop. It was one thing to think you were dead. I knew it was my fault you died. I knew it was, and I could never forgive myself, but at least you. I told myself a million times you were dead, but could never believe it, not in my heart, no matter what my brain told me.
Harry crossed his arms, clenching his elbows, and fought a sob. He managed to suppress only a part of it,
so it sounded like the cry of a hurt animal. But you were alive! All this time you were alive. Harry's eyes flashed open as a wave of magic shook the room. And you didn't think enough of me to let me know. Get out, Snape. Get the fuck out of my room. Another surge of magic sent the potions master out of the small room and slammed the hollow door, complete with fist-sized hole left by the previous occupants, shut behind him. And like the drops of blood from his dreams, his tears flowed unendingly. Severus Snape sat on the warped wooden floor of a hallway, back to the concrete wall, and was gobsmacked. It wasn't something that happened to him often. He'd stayed away from Potter because he thought the boy deserved a real life. The less baggage Harry had hanging around, the better. He knew if he'd come forward, Harry would have felt the need to defend him to keep him out of Azkaban, and that would have been a huge media mess. Harry was better leaving the war, and Severus Snape, behind him. Severus gave a half-hearted chuckle. The brat had done it anyway, making them award him posthumously for his courage and bravery. He'd wanted nothing more than to slap the brat upside the head for that. He didn't care about medals or awards. But Potter was a Gryffindor, and his sense of justice was nothing like a Slytherin's. How could Potter be so angry, he wondered. The younger man had 2 children and, by all appearances, a happy marriage, until Ginny had died when the second son was only 3. By then, Severus had realized that it was easier for him to be away from the ball of bright energy that was Harry Potter. Life was far less complicated that way. And yes, he did recognize how very fluffy that sounded.
Harry. His world.
Severus said aloud, as if hearing it with his physical ears would make it sound any more plausible than it had in his mind. The answer to that was a resounding no. What did Potter expect of him? Had the Gryffindor wanted him to be his friend after the war? Severus snorted. He hadn't had anything left to give after his old master's defeat, especially not to the young man who turned his well-ordered, if downward spiraling world upside down with something as cliché as emotion.
"Yes, you get!" Potter shouted in a watery voice through the hole in the door. "Don't you get it yet? I love you!"
Severus didn't move. Truth be told, he couldn't. Despite the fact that Potter's words seemed to hang in the air, he wondered if he'd heard correctly. No one had ever said that to him before. Not his parents, not Lily, no one. He didn't even realize he'd moved until he was looking down at Potter's defensive form. The tanned cheeks were wet with tears. The green eyes, spelled to be able to see, were luminescent and narrowed in challenge. Severus scoffed.
"I don't know what you're after here, Potter, but I'm not playing. Maybe you feel the need to punish me for not telling you. Or perhaps you think that because we are alone..."
Potter stood and slammed Severus against the wall, so they were face to face before he could blink. He gasped for breath. Potter was flushed, eyes narrowed in fury, and he had an arm across Severus's throat.
"You bastard! You're the one that's always telling me to think before I speak. Besides, I'm a Gryffindor, as you so love to point out."
Severus was at a loss for words as his mind tried to decipher exactly what had happened in the last few minutes. Severus was trying to sleep in another room, but he couldn't stop thinking about how very adult Harry Potter had become. Potter had screamed his name. He had run to see what was wrong. Potter had said that Severus was his world. This is where things become dicey, in his opinion. He'd pissed off Potter and gone flying into the hallway. This part was pretty clear. He was talking to himself in an attempt to understand things. Potter announced he was in love with Severus, and everything had gone to hell as far as his thought process was concerned.
"Gryffindor," Severus parroted stupidly.
"Yes, you git. I don't play games like that, no matter that the Sorting Hat thought about putting me in Slytherin. I love you."
Severus was just trying to get past the Sorting Hat comment when Potter murmured, "You're probably going to hex me for this, but I can't wait any longer." then soft, desperate lips stole his own. Harry couldn't stop the logical voice inside his head from screaming that this was a very bad idea. Snape was going to hex him any moment. After all, he didn't even know how the older man felt about him. About this.
If he'd loved you back, you idiot, he couldn't have stayed away so long.
But then Snape moaned and leant forward to deepen the kiss. Harry removed his arm from Snape's neck. Heat like nothing Harry had ever felt rolled over him as their mouths opened and they attempted to consume each other. It wasn't long before Harry moaned and relinquished control of the kiss to Snape. The man's kiss was harsh and demanding, yet disturbingly sexy, just like the man himself. Harry made a needy sound he'd never admit to as his knees went weak. Snape grabbed his arse and spun them until it was Harry that was pinned against the rough wall. Long, elegant fingers trapped Harry's wrists, dragging them above his head and holding them there with one hand, while the fingers of the other hand caressed Harry's cheek. Harry could barely breathe. He felt so deliciously exposed, but was embarrassed at his enjoyment of it. At last, Snape rocked his narrower hips into Harry's, and Harry sobbed at the feeling of Snape's erection against his own. He, Harry Potter, had turned Severus Snape, potions master and bravest man Harry had ever known, on.
Yes, but will he want you later? Will he want you like you want him?
That annoying voice demanded. Harry arched into the feeling Snape aroused in him, one leg lifting to curl around the taller man's strong thigh. Snape ended the kiss, and Harry hated himself for the way he whined at the loss. Snape's pale cheekbones were flushed with arousal, and his dark eyes were bright. But it was Snape's wicked tongue that drew Harry's gaze as it licked at Snape's thin, knowing lips, and Harry couldn't look away from the sight. Snape's voice, when he spoke, was rough, and Harry had never heard anything that sounded so orgasmic in his life.
"Potter," Snape growled, "you don't know what you're playing with."
Before that voice of reason could speak up, Harry said, "But I want to." Snape's eyes narrowed.
"I should ask you how or why, but at the moment I could fucking care less as long as you want this. Do you?"
"Yes," he gasped.
"Tell me, Harry Potter. Tell me what you want,"
Snape hissed in a tone that wasn't that far from Postletongue.
"You..." Harry murmured, his voice breaking. "I want you."
The other man smirked. "How? Where? If you want me to stay, you have to tell me what you want. Tell me about those fantasies you've been having for years."
Harry blushed. How had he?
"You have, haven't you?" Snape whispered. "You imagined how I would make you plead and scream like no other could."
"Yes."
Harry practically sobbed. He knew Snape would understand his need to be the one not in control.
"Tell me, Harry."
Harry let his eyes drift shut as all the fantasies washed through his mind. He licked his lips and forced his mouth to open so he could say the words that would change everything, most especially himself.
"I want to feel you against me, your skin on mine." Harry trembled. "I want to know you, like you always seem to know me. I want to be what you want, what you need."
"Yes,"
Snape hissed encouragingly. The free hand was caressing over Harry's bare side, drawing goose flesh.
"I want to taste your cock,"
Snape growled.
"I want to see what you look like when you come. I want to feel your cock inside me, where no one has ever been. I want to feel your cum drip down my thighs and know that you..."
Harry couldn't continue. Only the harsh breathing broke the rumble of the sandstorm outside as long moments passed.
He turned his head aside, knowing he'd failed at this, too, like all his other relationships. And in this, of course, the most important one, he'd failed spectacularly.
"Let me go," he whispered.
"Look at me," Snape said in his professor voice, and Harry couldn't deny him, could never deny him anything. The vision of the thing he desired more than anything else in the world was blurry with tears that threatened to fall. "No one ever?" Snape asked softly. "You topped."
"The only man I ever wanted was you," Harry said in resignation. "Otherwise it was always women I found attractive. But never with them was it like what I feel now, despite your rejection."
"Why me? I wasn't going to ask, but I have to know. Why, Potter?"
Harry looked at the window where the little bit of light was fading. He didn't struggle to get free. The feeling of Snape's body against his was a comfort of sorts, despite how Snape felt about him. "You never cared about what everyone else thought I was. I was never special like that in your eyes. You saw me. You saved me, despite your hatred for my family. You're the bravest person I have ever known."
"This is hero worship. There are a lot better out there than me. I was never a hero."
Snape released his wrists and stepped away, leaving Harry feeling cold and alone. "You were the only hero that mattered," Harry said, against his better judgment, as he walked to the window. He placed his palm against the glass, feeling it tingle beneath his touch. It was warded to keep out the dust that would have otherwise sifted in and covered the floor. "Without you, nothing would have been achieved. Someone else could have done what I did, been as lucky, but no one else could have stood there and done what you did, playing the most dangerous part in the world for a side that treated you like dirt. And if it was only hero worship, don't you think it would have faded long ago?" He shrugged. "But it hardly matters now, does it?" Harry took a breath. "I think you should leave." Instead of feeling the strong presence moving away, he shivered as it approached and fought the urge to curl in on himself. Worse, he knew he'd brought all of this on himself. If only he'd kept his damn mouth shut.
"Don't be so smug as to think you know all there is to know about me, Potter."
Harry spun and glared into the eyes of his professor. "I never said I did. As a matter of fact, I believe I said that I wanted..." Harry crossed his arms, hugging himself as he stared at the scuffed floor. "I believe I've said more than enough and given you plenty of ammunition to torture me with for however long we are stuck here. For once, would you do what I ask and leave?"
"Potter."
Harry flinched.
"Harry," Snape tried again. "I should have stuck with not asking why. I've never been good at expressing myself."
Harry laughed harshly. "You managed to make yourself quite clear, sir."
"Harry, look at me."
Harry kept his face averted.
"Please."
The request was soft, but Harry found himself obeying it anyway. Snape's eyes were pools of darkness that he was drawn into.
"Harry, you are insane. But those things you said, I want those. I want to feel you beneath my hands and lips."
Harry shivered and tilted his head to the left. "Merlin knows few people would accuse me of such a thing as being sane." Neither man looked away. Harry's entire body shook with the intensity of Snape's long fingers in his hair, pulling his head back and aligning their lips. But they didn't meet. The older man kept Harry there, trapped and suspended, breathing each other in. Harry gripped Snape's shirt for balance. He tried to put all his need into his expression, but when Snape didn't move, Harry couldn't suppress a small whimper. Snape trembled.
"Tell me," he murmured in that sexy voice. "Please.
Devour me." Before he could more than register how vulnerable he'd made himself, Snape was on him. That harsh mouth was kissing him, demanding that he surrender, and he did. He moaned, arms twining around the slightly taller man's neck, pulling him closer. Snape had one arm wrapped around his waist and the other flat over his stomach. The world was closing in on him when Snape lifted his head.
While Harry gasped for breath, the thin lips and sharp teeth were on his neck, tasting, biting, and sucking. Heat rolled through him, and he was so damn hard already. Harry's legs collapsed, and he would have gone to the floor if Snape hadn't held him up.
"Harry," Snape murmured against his ear, the warm breath causing shivers to run through him.
"Yes," Harry hissed out. "Don't stop. Please don't go."
"I'm not going anywhere right now. I'm going to make all those fantasies of yours reality. And you're going to tell me exactly what those are, so I can take care of them for you."
The voice stroked him from the inside out, and he dropped his head onto the older man's shoulder and moaned.
"Oh, it's not like them at all," he gasped out.
Snape's body shifted, stilling, until Harry continued,
"So much better. So hot, so strong, so good."
Snape groaned.
"Undress."
Harry swallowed and forced his legs to obey. He took a step back and concentrated as he unfastened his jeans, then shoved them to the floor and kicked them away before looking back up. His gaze traveled the lean lines of Snape's legs, the flat stomach and broad chest, until finally he stared into the dark eyes. Snape's lips had curled into a wicked smirk, and his arms were crossed over his chest. He looked as though he was perfectly relaxed, except for the rather large bulge in his trousers and feverish look in his eyes. He nodded at Harry's pants.
"Those two. I want to see exactly what you are offering me."
Suddenly, Harry's insecurities flooded back, and his hands trembled as he carefully lifted the waistband over his leaking cock and then pushed the black cotton cloth away. It took all of his Gryffindor courage to stand up, hands at his sides once more, and meet the older man's eyes. Snape stood frozen, and Harry closed his eyes, hoping to stem the tide of tears. Of course Snape didn't want him.
"Beautiful," Snape murmured.
Harry's eyes flew open and he sniffled once. He was about to ask Snape if the man was talking about him, but a callous thumb was wiping the tear that Harry had barely noticed away. Long arms embraced him.
"I want you."
Snape's normally smooth voice was like broken glass and sexier than hell. Harry stepped away just far enough so he could begin to unbutton Snape's blue shirt. His fingers were too clumsy to manage it with any speed.
"Let me,"
Snape insisted, so instead Harry drew him into another kiss. One of Snape's hands fisted in Harry's hair, aligning their mouths so as to fuck the younger man's mouth better. The other hand rubbed a nipple. Harry's moan was slightly higher in pitch than that of his lover's as he arched, trying to rub his achingly hard cock against Snape's. Snape pulled Harry's head away by his hair, the short burst of pain strangely erotic.
"You do that, brat, and I won't get my clothes off. You're too fucking tempting for your own good."
Harry changed his tactics and began to explore the smooth skin that smelled of an undercurrent of herbs and spices. After a quick lick of an earlobe, Harry gripped it beneath his teeth and tugged.
"Your voice is so fucking sexy," he growled.
Harry didn't even have to look to know Snape was smirking.
"And what would you like me to say with it, Harry?"
He dragged Harry's name out in a way that made the younger man breathless. "You could fucking read your grocery list, and it would be sexy." Snape's chuckle warmed more than Harry's heart.
"I bet you'd like it if I talked dirty to you, wouldn't you?"
"Oh, fuck yes, please."
Harry pushed the long-sleeved shirt off the potions master's shoulders, hissing when the thing stuck on his wrists.
"What have I told you about patience?" Snape reprimanded. "It will only make it better for the wait."
Harry pulled back and watched as the long fingers finally freed his lover of the infuriating shirt. "You forget, I've already waited 12 years, and you better be worth the wait."
Snape's chuckle was downright evil. "You, of all people, should know better than to challenge me."
Harry returned the smirk and shrugged. "Gryffindor." Snape's pale chest was lean and hairless, with a silver scattering of scars. The muscles were defined and his stomach flat, but just below his navel a trail of black hair led downward. Below the waistband of the black trousers was an impressive bulge. But first, Harry pressed his palms over Snape's flat male nipples. Wondering if Snape's would be as sensitive as a woman's, he explored the nubs, rolling them beneath and between his fingers, before pinching them slightly, only to be surprised when his wrists were caught and his hands were dragged behind his back.
"You're a menace, Harry Potter."
Snape's breathing was ragged. "Voldemort certainly thought so," Harry replied, trying to sound as if he still had his sanity intact when, in fact, it was torn to shreds, like anything that tried to stand in the way of the sandstorm that raged outside. Snape gave a rasping laugh that surprised the hell out of Harry, not to mention made his dick jump.
"Only you would bring up the Dark Lord's name during sex."
"Foreplay," Harry stuttered. Who knew he'd like to be restrained so much? Keeping both Harry's wrists in one hand, Snape moved his other to his belt and trousers, which he unfastened in remarkably fast time, considering he was doing so single-handedly. For a moment, Harry wondered where the potions master had learned the helpful skill and considered being jealous, but since it was facilitating something he'd craved for so many years, he decided to be generous and let it go. For now. Once Snape was naked as well, magnificently so, Harry would admit if asked, he dragged Harry's body forward until the cocks touched. Harry sighed and arched hard, trying to get more of the friction. Harry's hands were released as Snape growled,
"Get on your knees and suck me. I want to see just how much you want my cock, my cum inside you."
Harry whimpered, and he had begun to drop to his knees when his upper arms were grabbed. He whined softly, thinking he'd already screwed up, when Snape said softly,
"The floor is hard. How about we move over to the bed?"
The concern stole Harry's breath, and all he could do was nod. Despite the difficulty in using magic and the need to conserve it, Snape had the sheets dry on the bed and the bed widened by at least 1.5 times in less than a minute. If nothing else, that was a sign that Snape really wanted this, and it was more than just a quick fuck. He wouldn't have wasted this much magic for that, Harry was relatively sure. At last, Harry lifted his gaze from the clean white sheets toward Snape, who, he realized, was watching him. He blushed, and he hated himself for it. He wasn't some blushing virgin. Well, okay, so he wasn't a boy anymore. Snape chuckled, and the large hand cupped his cheek.
"You look delicious when you blush like that. Who knew the boy who offed the Dark Lord and was married and had children could still blush like a schoolgirl?"
Harry's eyes widened.
"I'm not a girl." "I know," the silky voice replied in his ear.
A long-fingered hand suddenly gripped his cock, making him arch. Snape's arm wrapped around Harry, or he would have collapsed when his knees gave out.
"And if I haven't said so before, I really like your added bits."
Just the tips of Snape's fingers brushed the hot, tight skin of his dick as those damned teeth, which were obviously sharper than they looked, bit his earlobe.
"Oh God, oh fuck,"
Harry bubbled as his body jerked. Heat spilled through his veins. His whole world had become this man once more. He lifted his hands and grabbed Snape's shoulders from the back, holding himself upright.
"It's so sensitive," Snape chuckled. "Look, your pretty cock is leaking for me."
Unable to breathe, Harry watched as the stained tip of a finger collected a drop of pre-cum, the touch barely there but seemed so very hot to Harry. For a moment, Snape held his finger between the two of them, as if considering it for a moment. But then that smirk was back, perhaps more evil than before.
"Have you ever tasted your own ejaculate, Mr. Potter?"
Blushing again in embarrassment, Harry nodded.
"And now I get to do so. Some things are just beyond mortal comprehension."
Snape moved the finger toward Harry's lips. Harry opened his mouth, his tongue reaching for the taste of his excitement on the skin of his former professor. A single shake of Snape's head had Harry closing his mouth in confusion, only to sigh when the older man ran the rough fingertip over Harry's lips before retreating. Once more, Harry began to open his mouth, intending to lick his lips.
"No, I don't think so, Harry."
One of Snape's hands fisted into Harry's hair, and Snape dragged him forward harshly. The long, narrow tongue licked Harry's lips, tasting the precum there. Harry moaned at the erotic act. He was so hard it hurt.
"Mine," Snape growled against Harry's lips. "Mine to taste."
Harry's body convulsed at the word. His head fell back, and he cried out as his body disassembled itself from the inside out, melting him as he came.
"Yours! Fuck yes! Always yours!"
Harry babbled as Snape knelt with him on the bed as his body shook with a shock. Harry felt something rough brushing his cheek and opened his eyes to see Snape lying next to him. His confusion at how they had arrived at this place was, to say the least, at the fore of his brain.
"Ah, decided to awake, Sleeping Beauty," Snape teased.
There were so many things wrong with that statement that Harry didn't know where to begin.
"Beauty?"
was the strangled word he ended up croaking, much to his embarrassment.
The Git chuckled. "Yes, I'm sure you know the tale. The princess who is sleeping is kissed by her prince and awakes."
Harry was still too groggy to figure out an adequate reply, so he muttered, "Not a princess." There was a gentle kiss to his forehead.
"Yes, I believe we already established that."
The memories flooded his brain, and he knew he was blushing from the roots of his hair to his toes.
"Oh, God," he muttered,
covering his eyes with his hands, as if to hide from the truth of his wrists were grabbed and his hands pinned above him on the mattress.
"It's a little late to hide," Snape said conversationally. "And to answer your question, yes.
Beautiful."
Harry's mind floundered around looking for the question, but just blinked up at the man who was now hovering above him.
There was a quirk of thin lips. "When I asked if you were awake, Sleeping Beauty, you said beauty."
Harry almost couldn't process the information. Snape thought he was beautiful?
"I'm sorry," he said. Dark eyes widened. "For Merlin's sake, why?"
Harry looked away and noticed that the room was nearly dark. They should light a candle.
And I came so soon."
"Look at me."
Harry did, gasping as Snape shifted so he was holding Harry's wrists in one hand and began to stroke Harry's side with the other.
"I think that was the most erotic thing I've ever seen, you coming for me like that." "What was it, Harry? What was it that set you off?"
Harry was riding high one moment, loving the praise from Snape, and then it all crashed. How did he tell Snape that he had said the one thing he'd most wanted to hear, from just this man's lips, the word, "mine"? Harry closed his eyes and shook his head. Wasn't it enough that he'd shown himself as wanton and needy, oh, so fucking needy? And he wanted it again, wanted Snape's hands and mouth on him, wanted to feel that impressive cock inside him, moving, fucking him, owning him.
"You said you'd tell me what you wanted, what your fantasy was. Were you lying?"
The bite in the voice was physically painful. Harry's eyes shot open and he shook his head again.
It was what you said."
Snape cocked his head and pursed his lips, obviously thinking, and Harry couldn't resist the temptation to taste and prevaricate a bit. He grabbed a handful of the silky black hair and pulled Snape's face down to his own, opening his mouth and doing the one thing that didn't change no matter the sex of the person he was with. He kissed Snape, nipping the lower lip and sliding his tongue inside. For a long moment, Snape was unresponsive, but then with a growl, that long body slid over Harry's. The unforgiving mouth devoured him while one hand gripped Harry's thigh, dragging it up and out, so that when Snape lowered his bony hips, Harry's body cradled him. He gasped, his head thrown back as her cocks rubbed.
"Fuck, that's good, Harry. Your body can't seem to stop responding to mine, can't stop demanding to be filled. to be fulfilled, can it?
Harry's body shook with the force of the fight between his body and his mind, worried that when this was done, Snape would have no use for him and possibly taunt him with it later. He wanted to whine and pant and beg and not care and plead with the man to take him, take what he'd given to Snape years before, his mind and body. But he just couldn't. He wouldn't survive if Snape laughed or scorned him. He finally heard Snape calling his name.
Harry, it's okay. You've never been like this, have you? Out of control, ruled by your needs.
Harry shook his head. Only you could do this to me, he wanted to say, but bit back the words.
Do you trust me? Snape asked.
Yes, Harry had to answer. Snape's eyes were so dark and penetrating that Harry wondered if he was using legilimency, and then he felt a whisper in his mind. He blushed even harder. Oh God, what would Snape pull out? Snape blinked, but other than that, he gave no indication that he'd seen anything of interest. But he didn't laugh.
I have an idea that I think will help. Are you willing to try?
Anything, Harry wanted to say, but instead he nodded.
What if we give that side of you, the needy, wanton one, a name?
Harry's nose wrinkled as he tried to puzzle out what his former professor was suggesting. I don't understand, he finally admitted, praying that Snape wouldn't tell him that he was an imbecile.
What if we name him Jamie? The sinful voice prompted. What if Jamie is the one who is so wanton?
Harry didn't think Snape meant what the younger man was thinking. How could he? That elegant hand was on Harry's chest, spread so that his fingers were just barely touching Harry's nipples. He was certain Snape could feel the way his heart was trying to escape the confines of his ribs. Snape kissed him again, and Harry's thought process ceased to exist. All he could do was feel, and the way Snape's hands tugged on his hair, and how that hot tongue subjugated his own, how it played with his tongue, before drawing it into Snape's mouth. Harry moaned, and tilted his head back to get a better angle, as Snape's tongue guided his own around, making him taste every bit of Snape's mouth. He arched, his cock wanting, needing the friction. It found the ropey muscles of Snape's thigh and ground upward until they separated for a breath, looking at each other. He couldn't believe how hard he was, considering he'd just come. Harry could do nothing but lift his lips again. One of his hands, now released, was buried in Snape's long black hair. He tugged on it, a tiny sound escaping him. He was too far gone to do anything but register it as a whimper. It hardly embarrassed him at all, and no one would have known except for the blush, which apparently made Snape chuckle softly, and dear God, it was as sexy as all hell. Between one gasped breath and the next, Snape's mouth was on his, and he was... Holy hell, he was fucking Harry's mouth with his tongue, making Harry whine and moan. There were short strokes and long ones. He could never anticipate what was coming, and his cock, it ached, and he felt so very empty. He was trembling by the time Snape retreated a bit.
You are so damned responsive. You're close. Jamie's close already, isn't he?
Harry nodded.
He's so wonderfully wanton, responds to me so well. Harry, why don't you tell me about what Jamie wants, what he needs?
Harry's mind was scrambled, and somehow what Snape was doing made sense. He wants you deep inside him.
Snape gave a soft groan that made Harry's cock twitch against her hard thigh. I want that too. How would you describe Jamie?
When Harry didn't reply, he had no idea how to do so, to say the things that were running around in his mind. Snape rolled them over, helping Harry rest so that one of Harry's legs was between Snape's. Harry moaned as his length met that hard, unforgiving thigh, his face dropping until his cheek was on Snape's shoulder. He could feel the rumbling in Snape's chest as the older man talked.
Would you say he's wanton, Harry? Is Jamie needy?
Yes, Harry gasped, heat running through him. Snape's hands came around and began one long, leisurely journey down Harry's back until it reached his ass, gripping it firmly, before rubbing circles on Harry's lower back.
"Harry, tell me about Jamie. He's needy and wanton. What else?"
It was somehow easier now that Snape wasn't watching him. When he opened his mouth, the words just poured out.
"So hot. God, he feels like he's burning up. He wants you so badly, Snape, sir."
Harry's right hand was on Snape's chest. Snape grunted.
"Sir, I like that Jamie calls me sir. Tell me more about him, Harry. Tell me what he wants."
"He wants to taste you, suck on your nipples and see if they get bigger, harder. He wants you to hold him, to take him. He wants to taste cock for the first time. Your cock, your cum, feel its texture, anywhere, everywhere."
Harry was nipping and licking the skin of Snape's chest that was beneath his mouth, grinding his cock into Snape's leg. Their lengths were similar, but Snape's was fatter, the head bigger. He could feel it, like a plum, rubbing the side of his abs.
"Jamie feels so amazing against me. I love the feeling of his skin on mine," growled Snape. "I want to watch him suck cock for the first time, on his knees before me, his green eyes looking up at me. Jamie wants that too, doesn't he?"
Snape was panting as he pushed up against those amazing hands.
"Yes, he wants to taste it, to feel it jerk in his mouth, and know that he's the one doing what you want, giving you what you need."
"Then he needs to get on his knees before me."
The voice was so deep. Harry scrambled up onto his knees. Snape stood at the side of the mattress and smirked. Harry licked his lips. The dick before him was so large that he wondered if it would fit inside his virgin ass, but God knew he wanted to try. The cock was a violent purple, circumcised and glistening with precum. He dropped to his hands and crawled toward his prize, never looking away from the way the cock bobbed, welcoming him. Once he was close enough, Harry lifted him to his knees, hands gripping Snape's legs. He glanced up once to find those black eyes staring down at him, and he was pinned, as if he was a butterfly to be collected. But then the long hands were in his hair.
"Does Jamie want my cock?"
"Yes," Harry replied, leaning forward, but Snape held him away. Harry pouted and looked upward. Snape's thumb ran across Harry's lower lip.
"I'll have to punish that later. It is so fucking sexy. Tell me how much he wants my cock. What did he think it would feel like when he fantasized about it?"
"I want it so bad, sir. I want to feel the smooth skin in my mouth. Want to feel me, fuck me, use me, come on me."
Snape's voice cracked. "Jamie?"
Harry nodded, his gaze dipping down to take in the dripping cock before him, and licked his lips.
"Want it." He wanted to taste that drop more than he wanted his next breath. "Please."
"Take the drop onto your tongue and taste me," Snape ordered.
The grip on Harry's hair was firm, but it allowed him to lean forward inches until he was just out of reach. He looked up and whined. Snape looked feverish as the man reached down and took his own cock in hand, tilting it so the head was directly before Harry's lips. Harry leant forward, ignoring the pain in his head, dimly realizing he liked it. His tongue darted out before Snape could deny him and moaned at the feeling of the softest, smoothest skin he'd ever felt against his tongue, before the taste of Snape's arousal burst across his taste buds.
"Good boy, Jamie. You liked it, didn't you? You want more?"
Harry nodded, watching as another drop formed.
"What would you do to taste me, Jamie? What would you give to feel my cock inside that pretty mouth of yours?"
His mouth was pretty.
"Anything," he whispered.
"You want me to come on those blushing cheeks of yours and in your mouth?"
"Yes."
"You'll give me control then. You won't touch yourself until I tell you to. Won't come until I say you can. Do you agree?"
"Yes, Snape, sir."
"Put your hand under mine. Feel how excited my cock is."
Harry's hand trembled as it reached out to grasp the base of that hard cock and then moaned at how velvety it felt. Snape's hand returned and covered his.
Taste my dick, Jamie, however you want. Just don't put it in your mouth yet, and don't use your teeth.
Harry's breath left him, but he could care less as he leant forward and took long licks of the hot length, getting to know the shape of it, making certain to clean off every drop it produced. Snape's hand tightened over his, and a low rumbling purring sound filled the room.
Very good, Jamie. Do you like the taste, the feel of me?
Yes, Harry shivered, using his own hand to move his treat, making certain all he was allowed to reach was shiny with saliva before dipping the tip inside the little slit. The cock in his hand jumped as Snape moaned.
More,
Harry whispered, pulling back to take a breath. He reached his second hand up and watched his own fingers brush the purple head of Snape's prick.
So soft, so hard.
Harry's eyes lifted.
For me?
You're excited because of me? He could hardly believe it.
Fuck yes. That's all for you.
Harry sighed. Mine. Then he leant forward and took as much of Snape into his mouth as he could before reaching the intertwined fingers of his and Snape's hands. He looked at the hands a bit before loosening his hand, and while looking into Snape's mesmerizing gaze, slid the fingers further down so he could devour more. The taste and the feeling of being filled was unlike any he'd ever imagined. He'd put his fingers in his mouth a couple of times, but it had never been the same. This was a taste, a feeling, that belonged to Snape. The taste was like a summer rain, charged with power and cleansing. At last, he tried to take as much as he could, but the large head hit the back of his throat, causing him to choke slightly and pull back. When he stopped gagging and coughing, he kept his head down, but his hand was still trapped by Snape's. Damn it, Harry thought. He'd read enough to have expected that, but he'd been so excited.
Jamie, it's okay. You're doing so good. I'm so hard, it hurts. Please, please put your mouth back.
Harry blinked. Snape still wanted him. He lifted his eyes slowly, wiping off the saliva that coated his chin with the back of his hand. Snape nodded, so he put his mouth back, sucking at the tip and placing wet kisses along its length.
Now, Jamie, I need inside that sweet mouth of yours. You look so fuckable with my cock in your mouth.
Harry gasped, and blood rushed to his groin. He tightened his fingers and took Snape in once more, sucking hard enough to hollow his cheeks. He bobbed his head back and forth before grabbing Snape's hard, flexing ass. Fingers curled into the muscle. He moved Snape back and forth, trying to get the man to fuck his mouth. Snape's fingers tightened in Harry's hair, pulling him back.
What do you want?
Harry almost lost himself in Snape's black eyes.
Want you to fuck my mouth. Need it.
The dark eyes widened, narrowed, and the thin lips tightened, as if Snape were holding himself back.
Yes, the older man hissed. Oh, fuck, yes.
Harry took the cock into his mouth again, bobbing, fingers once more on Snape's ass, as Snape began to move, while holding Jamie's hair to keep him still.
That's it. Just like that.
The voice made him moan. The vibrations carried through Snape's dick were pleasurable enough that the man shouted,
Fuck!
And for a moment, the pace of the bony hips sped up. The older man's calloused hand was suddenly stroking Harry's cheek, and he hummed softly, loving that he could make Snape hiss.
That's it. Just like that. Oh, fuck!
One of his former professor's fingers traced his stretched lips.
You look so naughty like that, on your knees before me.
Harry's own length was painfully hard. He was so close, and he couldn't stop the whimpers from escaping at the feeling of being filled, of giving pleasure.
You're close, aren't you? If I come on you and make you filthy, you'll come, won't you?
Harry tried to nod, but his head was suddenly stilled, mouth invaded with the biggest prick he'd ever seen, not that he'd seen many. But no matter how he wanted release, Snape had told him no. Snape called his wand, and with a swish and two words, a strip of fabric was wrapped around Harry's leaking cock. And then Snape was moving again, still careful to keep the fingers there so Harry wouldn't gag again.
"You know what this is, Jamie. It's a cock ring. It will keep you from coming until I untie you. Do you understand? That beautiful cock of yours is mine to control, just as your mouth is mine to fuck."
Harry's eyes closed with the words, and he groaned. He'd wanted that more than anything for so long. His eyes opened wide as a taller man took their hands off the thrusting length and stretched Harry's arm upward, holding it above his head.
"The other as well, Jamie."
Harry's hand unclenched from around Snape's thigh and was quickly captured by the second calloused hand. And after only a moment, the former potions professor had both Harry's wrists secured in one hand while the other returned to his cock. Harry arched and moaned, trying to take the cock deeper into his mouth, but he was restrained, and that made him harder. God, so damn hot.
"Where do you want my spunk?"
Snape growled, removing his cock from Harry's mouth. Harry was panting just as fast as his former mentor. "My face, my mouth, my chest, everywhere. Oh, I want to feel covered, to taste it. Rub it on my nipples and cock." Snape's strong hand tightened around his cock as he jerked it fast. Harry no longer cared about the mules that came from his mouth. He was watching Severus Snape fisting himself off for Jamie. The younger wizard licked his lips in anticipation.
"Going to make you filthy with it, so everyone will know how sexy I think you are. My nasty Jamie, so wanton and needy," Snape gasped before growling. "Coming on you now. Take it. Taste it. Feel it."
Snape groaned as if in exquisite pain. Harry felt the first spurt, and his eyes closed as he keened in triumph. His body jerked and shivered, pain ripping through him, agonizing pleasure and need. The warm liquid hit his tongue, and he gulped it down, opening his lips for more, even as his head dropped back, exposing his neck and chest, tears running down his face as spurts continued to bathe him, until finally they were panting in the aftermath.
"God, you look so perfect, covered in my cum."
Harry whimpered and tried to lean forward. He wanted to lick Snape's length clean, wanted to feel what that soft prick felt like, tasted like.
"Want."
The back of his head was cradled and brought forward until Harry could do as he wished. He hummed and laughed at it, teasing it the best he knew how.
"Fuck, Jamie," Snape said. "That's too sensitive for you to do that."
Before taking his cock from Harry's mouth and never releasing Harry's wrists, he twisted the younger man and lowered him until he was stretched out on the bed, hands still above his head. Harry's green eyes met Snape's black, and he shivered. He'd never seen Snape look so smug before.
"You came, didn't you?"
Snape ran a finger through a rivulet of cum on Harry's face before lifting it and licking it off his finger. Harry shook his head, but he couldn't look away from the sight of Snape sucking off the cum that had once been on his face.
"Yes, you did. You liked it so much, you had a dry orgasm."
Snape lowered himself, adjusting his long limbs until he was licking at another line of cum on Harry's face, before kissing his lover, long and slow, sharing the flavor of his cum between them.
"I want to see you rub my cum onto your skin. Make your pink nipples and your angry cock all shiny."
Harry's wrists were released, and he couldn't help but do as Snape had ordered. He gathered the cum off his chest with both hands, rubbing it on his nipples, before he took more and stroked it over the length of his cock. He was shaking, and soft noises of pleasure escaped him as he watched Snape watch him. Without warning, his wrists were grabbed and tugged over his head.
"Leave them there," Snape ordered, before taking Harry's left nipple in that hot mouth.
Harry arched and cried out, "I'm so close! I need to come, Snape! Please! Oh God, your mouth feels so good on my nipples. I used to play with them at night and think of you like this, but I never thought it would happen.
His voice broke. More, please. I need more.
I'll give you more. Don't worry. I'll make you scream in pleasure, cry from it as you devour my cock in your ass, like you did in your mouth. Snape said before nipping at the left bud, then making his way to the right, and teased it with the tip of his tongue, making Harry writhe. He arched, trying to get Snape to take more, but it seemed the man simply wanted to drive him crazy, as he whined and begged, until finally Snape nipped that one as well.
Severus!
Harry screamed, head thrown back. Snape chuckled. Your little nipples are so lewd and sensitive. I bet they'd look pretty with little rings on them. I bet you'd like that.
Yes, Harry gasped before his thoughts disappeared as Snape took Harry's length into his throat. Oh, fuck. Yes.
With his hands released, he lifted up onto his elbows so he could watch the normally severe visage of Snape become even more hawkish as the cheeks hollowed. The hot mouth was like nothing he'd ever felt. No woman had ever given him pleasure like this. Snape lifted up and teased Harry's aching length with his tongue. You have such a perfect cock, Jamie. I love the feel of it in my mouth. I'm going to release the cock ring, and I want you to come in my mouth. Do you understand?
A shiver ran the length of Harry's body as he nodded jerkily. His voice seemed to come from a long way when he answered. You want me to come in your mouth?
Very good.
His body tingled and his ass suddenly felt wet, but before he could really take that in, Snape had that wicked mouth back on Harry's cock. Just as he gasped at the feeling of a finger penetrating his ass, the cock ring was gone and he screamed over and over, sobbing,
Severus! Oh God, so good!
As wave after wave of throbbing pleasure washed through him, shaking him with its intensity until he thought his muscles might snap his bones. With a last scream of, Severus! His body wrenched hard and he knew no more.
He didn't open his eyes when he awoke. He wanted to hang on to the amazing dream he just had, where Snape had been alive and had given him two, count them two, gut-wrenching orgasms.
I know you're awake, the husky voice purred.
Green eyes popped open and he gasped. Snape really was alive and he blushed at the memories.
Did we?
He asked, needing confirmation. The chuckle was lazy.
If you mean did we shag, no. But if you mean that I brought you to two screaming orgasms, and you brought me to one and loved the fact that I came all over you, then yes.
He blushed even deeper, but he couldn't help the tears that threatened to spill down his temples.
You're really alive,
he whispered as he rubbed his palm over a pale cheek. I thought it was all just a dream.
Snape pulled him close, tucking his head into the crook of one shoulder and wrapping him into strong arms.
Not a dream.
Harry and Jamie were roaring within him.
You won't leave?
Snape made certain they were looking at each other. No, you are mine.
Harry smiled. Promise you'll prove that again later. I might forget frequently.
Snape growled and nipped at Harry's neck, drawing a moan. Oh, I think I can take care of any doubts you might have. I still have to fill that virgin ass of yours with my cum. I want to watch it run down your legs.
Harry's body shivered. Yes.
And I bet my naughty boy would love to find out how it tastes, still hot from deep inside you, wouldn't you?
Harry's eyes were wide, and he was gasping for breath. Yes.
We need to sleep. I think the storm will end tomorrow morning, and we'll have to go hunting Death Eaters.
Harry smiled. I already caught mine.
One imperious brow rose. I believe, Mr. Potter, that it was I who caught you.
Harry nipped the pectoral muscle beneath his lips. Yes, Snape, sir, if you say so.
I do.
The end. This has been To Know Me by Word a Slave, read by Star Duchess as a gift for Wanted a Pony. And I wanted to thank the Snape Potter mods for allowing me to record it as the gift for this 2018 Secret Scenery Swap. Thank you for listening.